We've got an unbelievable coaching staff that I brought with me from UCF. The decision wasn't just mine. The decision that I was going to make was going to affect a lot of people. It was going to affect all the coaches, all their families, all their kids, my family. So it was a decision that we all came to consensus on. Nebraska's a place with unbelievable tradition, with great people, with all the resources we need to be a winner, and a place where they're going to allow us to do things the right way and try to build a program for the long haul, and we're going to have the time to do it that way. All those things made Nebraska really attractive, and as tough as a decision it was to leave our kids down in Florida, I think we made the right decision. I think we've done a great job by identifying quarterbacks in our offense and developing quarterbacks in our offense. I'm kind of proud of that track record. Had Marcus Mariota at Oregon, and he led the country in pass efficiency. The next year, Vernon Adams led the country in pass efficiency. Last year, Mackenzie Milton was second only to Baker Mayfield. I think the things that our offense can do to highlight a quarterback and to develop a quarterback make our offense as attractive offense as there is in the country for a quarterback. That being said, you know, Marcus had three offers coming out of high school, and Vernon had none, and Mackenzie had three. They weren't five-star kids, but they had the right stuff. I think our quarterback coach and our staff do a great job identifying that and putting them in situations where they can win. The number one trait that a quarterback in our offense has to have is he has to be a fast blinker. He has to be able to process information really quickly and be a step ahead of the game. And all the guys that we've had that have excelled have had that trait. First of all, the reception that our coaches have gotten on the road has been even better than I expected. The kids are really drawn to us, and I've been really pleased with how kids are responding to us as a program and as a coaching staff. But when I sit in my office with recruits in this first recruiting cycle, the parents all remember Nebraska as Nebraska. A lot of the kids don't remember that. It's our job to change that. It's our job to make sure that the new generation remembers Nebraska for what it is and what it should be, and we're in the process of making sure that the kids that we're going to recruit going forward see Nebraska as one of the top programs in the country.
Yeah, well, I knocked it out of my memory, Ryan, so let's not talk about the beginning of last year. No, but it was a tough start, 2 years in a row, frankly. And prior to that, we had won every opener and been very competitive, I think, early in the year. You know, you look at everything in the offseason, especially when you've been at a place as long as I have. You look at the way that you practice. You look at the way that you train. Do we give our guys enough rest? Do we feel like we were out of training camp going? I mean, there's all those things you overanalyze. But I think you hang your hat on your process, and you really talk at length with your players. You heighten the awareness of what we need to do. And then, obviously, you have the challenge of the opener, of going on the road, playing an incredibly well-coached team. Coach Brohm and his staff did an outstanding job last year. We already knew they were very talented at Purdue from the years that we played them in the past. But, you know, that glue kind of got all put together a year ago. And then to have that in the opener is going to be a huge challenge for us on the road. But with a challenge comes an opportunity, and I expect our guys to prepare properly in camp, and I don't really need to motivate them a whole lot. You know, I think we know what the task that's at hand. Yeah, you know, Mike, that's a great question. I heard it asked earlier when I was in here eating my lunch. You know, I think there's great competitive balance top to bottom in this league. As I look at where we're at in the West right now, I think there's incredibly well-coached football teams. You know, as I mentioned about Ed and Scott this year, you know, you look at the success he's had the last few years, unbelievable. And, you know, Nebraska's always been a powerhouse, and they'll be back. I know that as a college football fan first. So, you know, you look at everybody in our conference, I think we're as competitive as anywhere in the country. I mean, we've got a winning record in the last 3 years against the East, you know. So we're doing our part. We just got to get to Indy to really do our part. So that's obviously the next task at hand.
Thoughts on the playoff system? I guess the first thing that comes to mind is more would be more. More would be better, you know, in the playoffs. 4 in right now. Let's go to 8 and eventually get to 16. Quarterback's position, don't have any announcements to make today about that. Well, I mean, the 1AA teams have been very successful at that model. I think if my math is right now, if you go play all the way through a national championship game, that would be 15 games. You know, through a 16-team playoff, that would be 16 games, right, under the current model. You'd probably take away the championship, you know, the league championship game, would eliminate that one, and, you know, so then it could be Yeah, it'd be 16 games, but only the two teams playing in the national championship would play that many games. That's kind of my thought about the amount of games that you would play. I mean, most teams would still play 13. Don't gamble. Don't associate with gamblers. Avoid it like the plague. Don't walk away from that run.
You know, I think it's something that, with it going into my fifth year and having the experience that I do, it's something that it's a way that I could take kind of my game to the next level. It's being more involved as far as a game plan perspective that, you know, I'm able to be around. I graduated, so I'm kind of taking a little bit of a lighter load and able to kind of be around the building a little bit more during the week. Got a couple of days off, you know, specifically so I can try and be in there watching more film and be able to bring new ideas to Coach Ronnie earlier in the week and things like that. So that's something that I'm really looking forward to. It's an aspect of my game that I haven't necessarily been super involved in. It's something that I want to start doing a little bit more this year. Yeah, no significant difference. I mean, the biggest difference is just the faces. That's really been the biggest difference. Is, you know, I remember walking out the first game or first spring practice and really looking out and not seeing Cabinda over there, not seeing Marcus and Apke, guys that I've looked at for 2-3 years. You know, not having Saquon next to me, looking out and seeing Deshaun. I think that was the biggest difference. But, you know, he got through practice 3-4. It's, you know, and now you're used to looking out and seeing DeAndre or Nick out at safety, you know, those kind of things. So I think that's been the biggest change, is just the new faces that are stepping into the roles. I think it was both of us, you know, me and Coach Ronnie and really Coach Franklin, getting into, there was some self-evaluation done on my part, but also being able to talk with them and, you know, being a fifth-year senior guy, having a really good relationship with both of them, is I can have those kind of, you know, tough conversations where they know, they tell me what I need to hear, not what I want to hear, and it's kind of good that I want to hear what I need to hear, for lack of a better way to say it. But you know, I'm really looking forward to kind of what we have kind of formulated this year. A big thing has just been consistency and accuracy and not having any kind of drop off, and, you know, being that fifth year guy with the experience and being that leader has been something that I've taken a lot of ownership on. It is being consistent and going out and doing my job every single day and pushing the quarterback room and all the other guys in there to be as good as I can be and almost be like a coach on the field to a lot of these young guys who are stepping in and don't necessarily have that experience.